بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah and we have reached verse 91. يقول الله عز وجل: وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين. And when it is said to them, to the Jews, believe in what Allah has sent down, they say, we believe in what was sent down to us. And they disbelieve in that which came after it. While it is the truth confirming what is with them, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them. Now contemplate this verse. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them. Referring to the Jews at his time. Why then have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime if you indeed have been believers? And we will discuss this statement, although it is said to the Jews who were at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Let's go for the explanation, inshallah ta'ala. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ It means when it is said to them, to the Jews. And who is saying to them? This is general. It came in this form, and when it is said, so it is not specified, so that it becomes general. Whoever tells them this saying, either the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or otherwise, other than him, and when it is said to them, believe, aminu bima anzal Allah, believe in what Allah has sent down, believe with acceptance and submission, and yielding. Because the legal definition of faith is to believe with acceptance and submission. And it's not that everyone who believes is a person of faith until he accepts with full submission. And the evidence for that is Abu Talib, the Prophet ﷺ's uncle. He believed in the Messenger ﷺ, yet he was not considered of faith, mu'min, because he didn't submit. And that's why he was not a believer. Because he did not submit. So attestation only without acceptance and without yielding is not considered from the legal definition of iman. Here Allah said, "Aminu bima anzal Allah," meaning the Quran. Qalu, in response, they said, نؤمن بما أنزل علينا. They said in response, we believe in what was sent down to us, meaning the Torah. ويكفرون بما وراءه, and they disbelieve in that which came after it, meaning the Quran. Meaning that which they really believed in was the Torah, and that which they rejected and disbelieved in was the truth, al-haq. And the opposite to the truth is falsehood. And falsehood is the thing which is lost in vain, no benefit therefrom. As for the truth, is the thing which is firmly established and beneficial. And such a definition of the truth is applicable to the Quran. And Allah reminds them here, while it is the truth confirming what is with them. What is with them, meaning the Torah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning them in this challenge, قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ, in this denunciation. Then say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them, then why then have you killed the prophets aforetime, if you indeed have been believers? So here say, the address is to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's also applicable to whoever comes after the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, is to say the same thing to them. Why then have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime, if you indeed have been believers? This denunciation, this exclamation is an exclamation of denunciation and scolding. Meaning, لو كنتم صادقين, had you been truthful, or were you truthful concerning faith in that which came down upon you, then why did you kill the prophets of Allah? Because their killing of the prophets necessitates their disbelief in them, meaning in the prophets. من قبل, you killed them aforetime, meaning before the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message. The benefits of this verse, number one, the Quran is kalamullah, is the speech of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, believe in that which Allah sent down. And what Allah sent down is the Quran, and it is the speech of Allah. And the speech is not an essence established on its own, but rather it is a sifa fi ghayrihi. It's an attribute established in other than the attribute itself. So, if it is an attribute in other than itself, and that it is sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that by itself stands to prove that it is the word of Allah azza wa jal. And from that is, from this we also conclude the transcendence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if the Quran is his speech, and it is, and if the Quran came down from him, this indicates the highness and the transcendence, rather, of the one who spoke it. Thirdly, كذب اليهود, the lying of the Jews when they said, نؤمن بما أنزل علينا, we believe in that which was sent down to us. Because if indeed they believed in that, then they should believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this clear in Surah Al-A'raf 7, 157, where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ, those who follow the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet, الأمي, the unlettered, who can neither read nor write, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil, in the Gospel. He commands them from Al-Ma'ruf, like he commands them for Al-Ma'ruf, for Tawheed, and for all that is good, and forbids them from the Munkar, and the Munkar is the Shirk, and all that is evil. So it is there, it is written in their books concerning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So where they are really true believers in the Torah, then definitely they should believe in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The fourth benefit is the stubbornness and transgression of the Jews, because they said لا نؤمن إلا بما أنزل علينا. We don't believe except in that which came down to us. This is out of their arrogance and haughtiness. And from this we know, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the following benefit. Everyone who is called to the truth from this ummah, but he says the madhab is on such and such, meaning that I'm not going to retract from what the madhab says and abandon what the madhab says, then in that sense he has a resemblance to the Jews. Because the duty on the believer is that if he is called to the truth, is to say, we hear and we obey, and not to oppose it by the saying of anyone or any madhab. And from the benefits we learn is, it is dutiful to accept the truth from whoever brings it. And from the benefits is refuting the opponent by establishing the proofs. By establishing the proofs from his own actions. And the evidence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the evidence upon the Jews by way of their own actions. Why? Because they said, we believe only in that which was sent to us, yet knowing that they killed the prophets whom they brought the book to them. So their claim that we believe in that which was sent to us is not truthful, because had they been really believers, then they would not have killed the prophets. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scolded at them and denounced them in saying قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَا Allah say, how come then you kill the prophets of Allah aforetime if you were really believers? This brings the end of verse 90, and let me check if there is any additional point of benefit. Okay, that's it. The Shaykh rahimahullah did not add any the other benefits where he discussed the same verses in the book of Ahkam min al-Quran al-Kareem, rulings from the Noble Quran, and which was also covering Surah Al-Baqarah. He mentioned most of the benefits here. So inshallah we go to now verse 92. We go to verse 92. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And indeed Musa, Moses, came to you with clear proofs, yet you worshipped the calf after he left, and you were ظالمون, polytheists and wrongdoers. Here, and indeed Musa, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى, it is asserted by three things. So it is an asserted statement. جاءكم, he brought you, he came to you with, of course the address is to the Jews, because the proof that the address is to the Jews, because Allah said here Musa, and indeed Musa came to you, so the address here is to the Jews, because Musa is their prophet, Moses is their prophet, And yet here, the address is concerning them as Jews, meaning as a kind, not in particular, meaning in persons. Because Musa didn't come to the Jews at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, he came to the children of Israel, and from them are those who were at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the address here refers to the kind, meaning to the Jews. So he brought you the clear signs, the clear proofs, and you know there were so many signs which Musa alayhi salam brought the Jews to prove the authenticity of his message. From that is his hand and the stick and the stone and the splitting of the sea and the locusts, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon the people of the Fir'aun, and the drought and many things like the lice and the blood and the frogs. You name it, many signs. So, what happened? You had enough time to contemplate all these signs which Allah gave you, the clear proofs, and to know it. But what happened? You didn't really give it the attention it deserved. Rather, you took the calf. You worship the calf. What is the calf? The calf is known. But here, is it the animal, the real animal? No. It is that which they made out of gold, which they borrowed from the people of the Pharaoh. They made a body like that of a calf from the golden pieces they had. And they made a hole in it, and whereby the wind would pass it through, and it will then make a sound like that of the calf. So the Samiri who did this plot for them deceived them, and he told them, this is your God and the God of Musa. And Musa forgot. Why? The Samiri said, because Musa, as you know, went to the meeting with his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the initial meeting was for the appointment was for 30 days and Allah increased it 10. So the Samiri said Musa lost his God, and that's why he was late and didn't return. So he was lost and he was gone or astray. He wasn't guided to his God. So instead, this is your God. This is your God and the God of Musa. So they took it as their God and worshipped it. Yet knowing that it is from their own making, yet they took it as God. Harun, Musa's brother, advised them otherwise. But what did they say instead? In Taha 91, قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. Foolishness, stubbornness, transgression. قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we will not stop worshipping it, the calf, until Musa, Moses, returns to us. أعوذ بالله. taking a god in the form of a cow or a calf made by them. This is from the ugliest things a person can do. They rejected Harun's advice. So, yet you worshipped the calf after he left, and you were zalimun. Mu'tadun, meaning you are transgressing. And transgression is called bulm, because it diminishes the right of the person upon whom transgression falls. So your condition was, you were transgressors. And this is even more profound in ugliness. For a person to do the ugly thing, the ugly work, and knowing that he is transgressing. The benefits of this verse, number one, establishing the proofs for the stubbornness of the Jews. And this is denoted by the fact that Musa brought them the clear signs, and instead they took the calf for worship. From that is the foolishness of the Jews and their stupidity to take the calf as God, yet they were the ones who made it. And from the benefits is that the Jews took the opportunity of absence of Musa. And this tells something. You know what it tells? It tells that he had some kind of respect. I mean, they feared him. So they couldn't do it right in front of his face. So they did min ba'dihi, meaning after he left to the appointed time with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that the Jews worshipped the calf due to transgression, not due to ignorance. This brings the benefit number four. Which is the end of the benefits concerning this verse. And inshallah tomorrow we'll go to verse number 93. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه